Now time for a locker room chat with Valley Falls head football coach Wyatt Hofstra after a tough 45-0 loss against a very good McLouth team. Coach, just your overall thoughts on this one.
Overall, shout out to McLouth and Coach Mills and what they're doing. They've been playing awesome. And, I think it's great for our league and classification and district that, you know, we got several teams up there towards the top, and the McLouth 5-1. So they played great. They're fundamentally sound, and they play hard and fast and physical, and they did what they did really well. So overall on our end, I thought we did a lot of things well. I think that we string together several good plays, and then it's just one big bad play. Just starting off the game, I mean, we had them 4th and 15, I think, on defense, and we, you know, busted an assignment on coverage and tipped the ball up in the air, and it landed right in the kid's chest as he was laying on the ground. So, I mean, it's those sort of things that then it's, you know, just football doesn't go our way, or, you know, we mess up the one play we take off or the one mess up we have, and it results in something big and something that's a huge momentum swing. And you can't have those in football. So, I mean, controlling what we can control and cutting down on mistakes for us.
Coach, you guys decided to switch it up and go with Grant at quarterback. What were some things that you saw during the game that made you want to make the switch?
Yeah, we did. Nothing that Zach was doing was wrong. I just thought that we as an offense were kind of stagnant. And I know that getting Zach out in his natural position of receiver lets him, you know, attempt to run by some guys and gets good quality hands on the outside and a good route runner. And, you know, knowledgeable downfield. And then it just also makes defenses change what they have to do, you know, instead of bringing a bunch of pressure and packing the box to stop him, then you have to cover him with multiple guys outside. So, you know, he's just, the last couple of years, been a Swiss Army knife that we can move around. We got several guys like that. That's a cool aspect of football, is that you can change where they align and what they do and what their job responsibilities are. And it makes the defense have to think more and find people and find them quick.
Yeah, Zach finished with 4 receptions for 82 yards. How did you feel that Grant did throwing the ball?
I really like Grant in the pocket. If he, you know, can make a decision within a 3-step drop quick and boom, it's out, he knows where to put the ball. He makes good throws. You know, he's young back there, hasn't seen a bunch of time, and I know that I keep, you know, he's been in and been out and been in and been out in that situation, but he's done an awesome job of it. He knows the offense and knows, you know, what I want him to do with the ball, and he does it confidently, and I like how he maneuvers around there.
And, Coach, with you guys currently sitting at 1-5 and kind of looking forward to next season, are you guys wanting to stick with Grant and give him some more reps as a sophomore and keep Zach out wide and give him some confidence to throw to such a dynamic receiver?
Oh, well, it depends on the game. I know that that is, like I said, Zach's primary position is receiver, and he's got the hands for it and the speed for it. So, I don't know, it depends on the game, you know. Still with JCN and Oski left this year, it'll kind of depend on personnel, and it'll depend on us, you know, with any injuries or things or events that happen, which, you know, you can't really plan for, but, you know, it's good to get reps for everybody, and I'm a fan of anywhere that Zach plays, and, you know, or a couple of younger guys might move around different spots too. So it's just, you know, gaining experience at the varsity level, getting guys time and able to compete and compete against good quality opponents.
Here at Valley Falls head football coach Wyatt Hofstra, we talked before this that the offensive line struggled a little bit. It's a very young offensive line that you guys have. What are some things you think that they're learning right now?
They're learning a lot. Several games, those guys have come up to me and said, wow, I think that I learned the most offensive line in this game than I have yet. And then the next game they'll say the same thing. But I mean, we just, with injuries and, attendance and eligibility and, you know, all those different factors that come into a high schooler's life, I mean, I think had the same starting 5 offensive line, maybe, 2 or 3 games, I think, this year, possibly. And even last year, I know that was an issue. That's just, you know, the rate of which it happens. So, I mean, we've moved some tight ends down. I know Flint and Brady, we've been thrown in there. Even a couple guys, we're just thin on linemen. So, the big guys we've had have been in there. They've been doing well. Dylan and Carter seem sitting up, doing an all right job, and they're learning every game. I mean, every game they look better. And if we watch film of our week one to last week, it looked like a totally different line. So I know they're learning, they're improving. It's just, you know, getting bigger, stronger, and faster. And, you know, McLeod had some big guys, so kudos to them that, you know, they got off the ball and they pressured us hard and put us on our heels.
Here with Valley Falls head football coach Wyatt Hofstra ahead of their game against Jefferson County North. Coach, this is a team that's coming off their first and only loss of the year against the reigning state champs in St. Mary's. What are some things you know about Jeff Schneider's crew?
It's a tough group. They're strong. All those kids are outstanding in the weight room. They're outstanding at football. They're physical and tough. And they love being out there. They love hitting people hard and dominating the game. So they played St. Mary's real well. That was a game watched on film that you know, could have went both either way, really, just about till the final. You know, a couple things happened there. A couple things happened here, and you know, I think JCM could overtake them, but they have great film. They're a deep senior class. They're a deep team. A lot of experience. A lot of athletes to go with their big, strong guys up front. So they're a good team, and we look forward to the challenge. You know, we're going to control what we can control and come out and compete.
And it should be a tough one, and for some reason they fell out of the rankings, which I think is pretty ridiculous considering who they face in St. Mary's. But either way, this should be a very interesting one coming up on Friday. Coach, best of luck.
Thank you. Go Dragons.
That was Valley Falls head football coach Wyatt Hofstra here on Locker Room Chat. It's been brought to you by The Elevator and Heinen Repair.